everybody. It's the old man here from the Old Man's Podcast, and I'm coming to you live, except you're not hearing it live. We're hearing it live. And I've got a real special treat for us today. I've got my good friend and just a special friend of the show. I love her to death. Miss Amber May. Miss Amber May is on the phone, and we're going to have a little conversation with Amber May. Find out what's going on with Amber's podcast. And just get to know Amber a little bit more. Amber, how are you?
Oh, I am so honored to be on your show. I love your programming. It brings me joy in the morning. I made friendships out of it because of you and introducing me to your audience. They're so loyal to you, and I love that about your podcast. And so it's quite the honor for me to be on your show.
Well,
thank you.
It is an honor to talk to you because you are one of my favorite people. Not so much a favorite podcast. I'm not going to say that because of your podcast. Just you, Amber May, are a favorite person in my life. So I just
I love that. So thank you.
So what's going on with the podcast? What kind of special things are you working on? What's going on?
Lots of stuff that I am working on. I am trying to build a network with some other fellow podcasters. It's kind of a step from what you're doing. What you have always done is promote other people. And I believe in that too. I think that we all have great messages, and we all as podcasters have a place. I love your place in the podcasting world because you bring a lot of joy and happiness, and we need that. And we need to be reminded of all the good that's happening that still happens in the world. Because I have a heavier show. I talk about real world things. For instance, right now in my state, we have a wonderful state legislator. Now, I want to tell you, she's phenomenal. I like her a lot. I respect her. And the reason why she's putting this bill together is for good reasons. She wants to introduce Bitcoin as legal tender in Arizona. And the reason why she wants to do it is, A, it's not backed by a central banking system. It has... what do they call blockchain? Okay, so that's great. Those are good things that's why she wants to do it, because it's decentralized, it's blockchain. The problem I have with it is it's going to lead to the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. So I'm working on that. I'm working on a story like that. I encourage people to get involved locally in their state. And this is, and I don't just say it, I actually walk what I say. I was going to go to the Capitol today and talk about this, and I was going to have to really quickly in 2 minutes come up with my arguments why I don't want this bill to happen. And I wanted more time because I thought it was today they were hearing about it, so my intel was wrong. But you have to get local. You have to find out what are your state legislators doing in your state. Maybe you're not for it. And if you're not for it, you need to go down to the Capitol and talk about it. Tell them why you're not for it. If you are for the bill, still go down to the Capitol. Tell them why you're for it. Because there's bills, like I'm introducing a bill. And I'm nervous because it's a really good bill, but I don't talk about it because of it's a very sensitive topic. And a lot of people have been murdered over the sensitive topic, so I don't want to go into what the bill is about, but sure. I hope that it passes the governor's desk, and I have to lobby the bill on both houses. I've never done that before, so I'm teaching people on my show how do you get involved locally, because we have let the politicians run our country and they run it into the ground. They haven't done it for our best interest.
No.
They haven't done it to the best of the Constitution. So that's what my show is about. It's about educating what is really going on. Like, we get these fluffy headlines on the news because they don't want to tell us what's really happening. And so I get involved. That was a long, long-winded answer to your question, but I just...
No.
What's happening right now. So it's like, okay.
Yes. And that should be, and it probably is happening all over this great country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people say, well, what am I going to do? Go to meetings, go to these mm-hmm. meetings, you know, voice your concerns, because they're public meetings. They have to be public meetings. And they're open for you, the citizens, to go in, because we put these people in office, down to the school board. People say, mm-hmm. I don't like how the schools are going. Well, when was the last time you went to a school board meeting? Mm-hmm. I didn't know I could go to a school board meeting. Yes, you can. You know, if you're a taxpayer, mm-hmm. you can go to that school board meeting. So, yeah, we need to. That's the key, is we got to get everybody involved. So I like and admire that you're doing that. But a question pop in my head though when I heard you talking. Do you have any ambition to become an elected official? Have you admirations or anything like that? I mean,
no,
I'm from the state of Arizona. I call Arizona my home. And so, you know, I'm all for, you know, and I think, you know, people like, I don't know, I could see you running for a state office. I could see you being involved.
Well, I am involved as an elected precinct committeeman. I had to get 5 signatures, 10 signatures, something like that. Uh-huh. So that I could have a vote within my party. So what's something else people don't know and how they can get involved and how one person can make a difference is in every legislative district, you have what they call precinct committeemen. And they're I don't know about the Green Party, Libertarian Party, I imagine they do, but I know for the Democrat and Republicans, they do. And you don't get a say in your party until you become a precinct committeeman. Then you control what happens in your state within that party. You control the party within your state is what I'm trying to say. So once a year, we as a whole county, we have a meeting and we elect the leadership. And we also vote on the rules and how we're going to govern ourselves during that year and the fall and years to come. How are we going to act as a party? What is acceptable as a party? And then those people, then you also vote on the state committeemen. So within your precinct, you vote on who are you going to send to the state level and run the party as a state. And then those people send delegates to the national party. So do you see how one person can have a big ripple effect on the political parties aside from candidates and elected official positions? You have the power to influence your own party system. I hope I made that point.
Yeah, no, you did. You did. And that's what people need to know. People need to know that. And if you say, well, I don't know if I could ever become one of those voting people, but all you need to do is find out who the voting people are. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you talk to them. Like if I lived in Arizona, if I lived in Maricopa County, I may not, you know, get on that list, but I know you are, and I can get, hey, Amber, this is the old man. And, I'd like to tell you, you know, and then we can discuss, and then you can share, you know, you can share people. So I we can get involved it just boils down to it.
Right.
People don't think.
So do I have aspirations of being an elected official? No, but tell God your plans and he'll laugh. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll never say never because I don't want to be, but if I say never, then I probably will. So let me not say never, but where I stand, because I've gotten involved locally on my local level, on the local precinct committee meetings, and anyone can go to the legislative district meetings. You don't have to be a precinct committeeman, but your elected officials should be there if that's the party. Like, for instance, in my party, I have, you know, in my legislative district, I have my representative from the state. I have 2 out of the 3 that show up. Now, in our legislative district on the other side, the other political party, there's not an elected official for that party. So if you want to meet with your elected official, you'd have to come to our parties, or you'd have to just make appointments with the elected official to get to know them. And I think it's very important to get to know your elected officials because I'm running a bill. I've never done that before. How would I have done that without getting to know my elected official?
Exactly.
So you get to know them. You can influence their decision on how they're going to vote. You can ask them to put bills to get ran. So it's so important that we get involved because we've just sat by and said, oh, we have someone taking care of it. And what that's done is just run our country into the ground. They haven't had our best interests at heart as people. They haven't. And so now that if you get involved, now it's like, oh crap, my boss is here. You know what I mean? Because we're their boss.
Exactly.
Now we're watching them. Now we have a say, because, and they can't just do whatever they, at least in theory, they can't just do whatever they want, because we're going toe to toe with them. We're seeing them. We're talking face to face. No, don't do that. Or do that. Or, but if they never see you, you never have the conversation, then things are just going to stay as they are and nothing can get improved.
Exactly.
But people get involved in their own community and make their community better.
And they're not going to seek us out for advice.
No.
I mean, I've learned that here where I live in Vancouver, you know, it's like, well, I hear our representative, you know, saying, I'm doing what my people want me to do. And I'm thinking, yeah, nobody ever asked me. nobody asked
exactly,
the old man,
right?
What I think, you know. Nobody's let me know, you know, what's going on, you know. Oh, Sherry, you'll tell me about a job fair you're backing up, but you never let me know about any meetings that I can go to. And you can say, look, people, this is what we're looking at to voting on. What do you want me to do? You know, and that's all I really want to see from our elected officials. I want them to ask me, the person that voted for him, the person that put him in office. And I want them to say, how do you want me to vote?
Yes.
Because see, that's the question they should be asking, because they're voting for us, not for their own interests. Yeah.
100%. 100%. So when you get to see them face to face, you get to have those conversations and you can persuade them. They're people. And if you make a good, compelling argument of why you're for, this is why good education is important. You're supposed to learn in your English classes how to write a persuasive argument. Mm-hmm. It is so important, because if you want to get involved locally to make your individual communities a better place, you have to know how to accurately portray your argument in a compelling way. And
exactly.
That's why education is so important, and getting involved in your school levels and teaching people, how do I make an argument? I can't just go with emotion. If I just go with emotion, I can defeat emotional arguments. I need to go with facts, and I need to go with facts that are persuasive to what, you know, I want to get across. So this is all important stuff. And so that's what I do outside of my show. So I'm trying to walk the talk. I'm trying to get people to be local. Take local action to make their community a better place to live and work, mm-hmm. raise their families. And we can only do that by getting involved. Upcoming on some shows is, I have coming up in a couple weeks, I have a lady who is trafficked. And so I'm going to hear her story about her, how this, I don't even know. I just came across her in a news blurb. And I've been tracking things on my website. I would love you to go to my website at theamremayshow.com. Go to the resource tab. I want my website to be a resource for people, because I'm doing the digging, so you can like look at what I found and be educated that way, with me spending the hours trying to find the information. And one of the things I want you to find the information on, the child trafficking that's happening in the country. Now, everything I post on there is open source or personal stories. And so... I'm going to be talking to a lady.
And that is so far worse than what anybody can imagine.
Right.
Because it's all kept so quiet. But that is one of the biggest things that just grinds my gears, is how we neglect. We neglect this child kidnapping stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. Let's find out what's going on with our kids. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, it's true. And it gets me to the core. And when you're a parent, I think it even affects you more, because you know the value of a child. Since you know the value of your own child. And I think when you're a parent, you have a softer heart to other parents who are going through stuff. And you have, and most people have a tender heart to children in general. And so it bothers me to no end that there's all these children that are getting trafficked and no one's standing up for them in our government. It goes all the way to the top. They don't care because they're involved. They're involved. That's why they don't care.
I totally agree.
And so here's the thing that you have to understand about the border, is the tunnels are so sophisticated in the United States. And the tunnels go through the cities and into residential neighborhoods, and they pop up inside, most of the time garages, but they pop up inside of a home within a resident. So you'll never know who's coming in and out of your country, what drugs are coming in and out of your country, what terrorist organizations are coming in and out of your country. And if you're the parent that has their child trafficked, how are you going to find them when they go through these tunnel systems underground? Because the police are looking above ground.
Yeah.
So keep that in the back of your mind. So I'm going to be talking to a lady who was trafficked. I'm going to be talking to an attorney who's suing a judge. I've never heard that before, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah. hey, listen.
So I just...
No, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I just have some interesting stuff coming up. It's, you know, I think people should start supporting the alternative media, because we're going to share stories that you're not going to hear on the mainstream news, but it's stuff that is still very valuable for you to be able to make educated decisions.
And that's why,
especially when the government's telling you to do something and you're hearing from alternative media with experts, mm-hmm. and not just, it's not my opinion. I'm trying to get experts in the subject matter or people who have witnessed and lived it themselves sharing their personal story. And then you can back it up by what is that the same narrative that you're hearing on TV? So I just would encourage people to get involved in alternative media.
That's why independent podcasters and their shows are so important. And is there a way that we as the listening public out there, is there a way that we can help you? We can help you with finances somehow. Is there something we can do? Donate?
Yes. Thank you so much for asking, because I'll tell you, I always need equipment. There's always to look presentable, to look like, you know, you are someone that it doesn't matter what it is, if it's your show or if it's you trying to look professional, if you're out in the working world, because if you look like a slob and you're out in the working world, people aren't going to take you serious. And the same thing goes with, you know, the alternative media. And I'm not backed by Big Pharma. I don't have the big corporation money. There's events that I want to travel to capture what's going on locally. I can't do that because of finances. So if anyone believes in what I'm doing and my mission, it would be so awesome if they could help support the program. And there's a couple of easy ways to do it. You can go to the AmberMayShow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber. Or you could go visit the website at theambermayshow.com and donate whatever you feel like you can donate. I'm not asking anyone to donate outside their means, but if you could donate $5, $10, $100, $20, whatever, that would be so helpful. And that money gets reinvested into either equipment or travel expenses. And that is a very big blessing to me.
There you go.
Because it takes a lot of time. Like you and I have been talking, and you know what I'm doing right now. And it takes a lot of time. A lot of time.
Yes, it does.
And so I just felt compelled. And if anyone believes in my mission, then I would appreciate their support.
Yes, indeed. Go to Amber May, the AmberMayShow.com. That's correct, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. AmberMayShow.com, the website. Check it out. And donate. Let's help Amber May. Let's help her get to these things, because she's doing us a service. She's doing the public a service. And we need to support these independent podcasters out there, you know, especially the ones that are bringing you the news and current events and unbiased stuff, you know, because they do their own research. They look up their own stuff. They do their own critical thinking. You know, these are smart people. They're looking it up and doing all that. So you need to get behind them. Let's get behind them. Let's help out Amber May, and let's do what we can. Amber, thank you so much for sharing this this short time with us. This is something I've been thinking about and I've been wanting to do. And you're the first one, the first podcast I'm doing it with. And I just appreciate your time, and let's help get you out there and get people paying attention to what Amber May has to say.
Oh, thank you so much, old man. And that means the world to me. You have no idea.
All right, everybody. Well, listen, we're going to sign off here. So much adore Amber May and her ambition and her love for what she's doing. We just thank and appreciate her. Podbean. You can find it on Podbean. Follow her on Twitter. She gives you notices on when things are going to go on. And again, Amber, thank you. Thank you very much. And all the best and all the love to you and your family. And good luck. Let's go at it. And you're a champion in my eyes.
Aw, thanks.
All right, Amber. All right, everybody. Well, listen, we're out of here. Keep an eye out for these other little mini podcasts that are coming out. They're going to be fun. They're going to be informative. And yeah, thank you very much for your time. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Later, Gators.